for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning, all y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's happy place. On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're here in studio this morning. I'm Rosie. It's my house. We share it with you all. In studio with me is my wife, sweet Jennifer. Morning, babe.
Good morning.
Yes, there
open,
you go.
Open the door.
We've got to get the door open. That's right. We've got Gary D, our broadcast engineer, as always. And we have a special guest here this morning doing our call screening, taking Jennifer's ordinary position. We have Miss Alicia Singh, all the way in from Ohio.
Yes, hello. Good morning. Alicia is a student at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, majoring in journalism with a minor in French, and she's on the honor roll.
Yes.
So, not sure why you joined us, but we're really glad to have you.
That's great.
She's the smartest person in the room right now.
So, welcome, great. Alicia.
Thank you.
So, to get a hold of Alicia, you would ring our toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, and let us know what it is you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Hey, I have a tip about that.
You do?
I do. So, you know, we welcome your calls and emails and text during the show. And we're also at the office during the week, and many of you know that you can reach us. We're really here to help you. But I have to say, there are four of us that answer the phone. So if you call us, you might get Jen, you might get Julia, might get Lauren, or myself. And we take the call, and we write it down, and we let you know that we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Sometimes we can answer the questions if it's a simple referral or something. But if you have an issue where you need Rosie's expertise, we have to stand in line to get those answers. Even I have to do that. So it may be a day or two or three. Rosie's really busy over at Rosie Wright Remodeling, loves to answer your questions, but is not available at a moment's notice. So his behind is in the broadcast chair this morning. Any Saturday, you just for a few minutes wait, you can get a question answered in detail. So, and you get to even talk to him and have a back and forth conversation and get a really good answer. So 888-767-4348 is the way to get a quicker answer.
Well, great. And that's why we come to the radio station every Saturday morning, primarily to answer your questions about any dilemma, remodeling project, maintenance project, or repair you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You know, we're in a season of transition, as you heard all last hour, transitioning the lawn to the winter lawn, transitioning the planning for right now is the best time to be planning, getting out there and re-landscaping your yard. And we're going to kind of stay on that thread the whole show this morning, transitioning. And one of the things we talk about in transitioning, living on the desert floor of Arizona right now, is the heater. Some of you had to even actually turn it on once or twice in the past week. And I would tell you, if you've got a heat pump, well, to all the new people, and there's a lot of you, a lot of new people have moved in from all over the country where you may have historically been used to get a furnace, where the heat of your home is actually generated by a flame from natural gas or from an oil furnace. And when you turn that heater on, it's blowing air out into your house at about 115 degrees or 120 degrees. So you can take your 98 degree hand, put it up to the register, and you can just feel that warm air rolling out. You can direct the air. So when you sit at that breakfast table to sip your morning cup of coffee and read the newspaper, that little warm draft can go fall right on the back of your neck. And it just feels delicious. Well, here in Arizona, as in other places of the country, we have an air conditioning unit that has a reversing valve on it. And in the winter, we air condition the outside and we bring the heat inside. It's called a heat pump. Now, that heat pump can only generate air that's about 90 degrees. Okay? So you're never going to feel that really welcome, warm draft of air hitting the back of your neck. Now, 90 degree air is warm enough to keep your house at the, you know, 70 or 72 that you want it. But it's a lot different. And the way a heat pump works is during the winter, the unit that's sitting outside is looking to find all the heat that it can outside and send it back into your house. So on a desert winter morning, like say about January, where we may have some winter rain and it's very damp and it's cool, you're going to feel like the heat pump is not doing a good job at all.
Especially when it's you sit under the vent and it blows down your neck. It doesn't feel like a heater at all.
It does. So just know that, and you can get an auxiliary heater to put in that heat pump, and it works just like the burner on your electric cooktop. It's a little bar that heats up red, heats up the air, and picks up more heat as the air goes across it, called heat strips. Very, very, very expensive to work. But for those of you with heat pumps that like to feel warm air, that's really your only option. Now, those of you with a gas furnace, this is, if you're only going to get your unit serviced once a year, this is probably, for safety's reasons, the most important time of year to call your trusted air conditioning contractor and have them come out and verify the integrity of your gas furnace. Have them check for leaks. Have them check the integrity of the burner before we have to start using that thing every single day. Okay? So we're talking a little bit about the life of an air conditioning contractor, the difference between an installation technician, an installer, or a maintenance technician. Now's the time. We hope you have a great trusting relationship with someone. I wouldn't encourage you to take advantage of any of the specials that you see, where you'll get an inspection for a greatly reduced fee. That's a great opportunity for them to get to your house for what you feel is going to be an economical check and repair. But it gets them on the house, and it provides an opportunity for them to maybe milk the situation. So be careful. Find an air conditioning and heating contractor that you can trust and establish a relationship with them so they can get to know your equipment. I have more on that, but we've got Roland calling from Queen Creek. Let's go ahead and take Roland. We encourage y'all to call in. Roland did. Let's see if we can help him out. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks. My wife, bless her heart, managed to purchase a cabin up in Beauregard.
Okay.
And along the north edge of the roof, metal roof, the screws they're sticking up maybe 3/8 to a half inch above the roofing material.
Okay.
Hey, Roland, quick question for you. Roland, are your keys in the ignition and your doors open at your car?
I bet you it's a Ford, too, because it sounds like that.
Thank you. Okay. So back to the screws
right
and the
cabin. Will these screws just screw themselves out, or are they being pulled out of a roofing material?
And this is...
Do you have an opinion?
And this is a new cabin to you, so you haven't been able to watch this. This is just what you've observed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, those screws on a metal roof should have a sealing gasket under the head, and that should be down tight. You don't want that screw up off the metal roof. You don't want the wind to be able to pick it up and vibrate that roof at all. You want it down, firm, and secure. If I were you, Roland, I'd get up there, if you're comfortable doing it, and just use a screwdriver and just seat them back. You don't have to set them hard. Just set them snug against the metal roof and watch them over the course of this next winter and next summer, and let's see what happens. But they may have possibly not been set all the way from day one.
Okay. That's what I needed, was some advice.
All right. Well, they should be seated firm, so I hope that helps. We appreciate your call. Roland got in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's the same way you can get in. Ask me a question about your cabin. We've actually got some questions we're going to go to later today. A couple people this week wanted to know, how do I shut my cabin down for the winter? So we'll address that a little bit later in the show. But right now, we're here for you. We're talking about getting that air conditioning heating unit serviced now, this time of year. We've already had that first little cold flutter blow across. We're warming back up. The calls are going to slack off a little bit. Now would be a great time for you to jump on board with that air conditioning and heating contractor you trust and get them scheduled to come out and check your unit before it really turns cold.